Hey guys, welcome to the Midnight Mumbles podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And this is episode 12 of the Midnight Mumbles podcast. This episode is brought to you by you, our Patreon, patreon.com/Midnight Mumbles. That's patreon.com/Midnight Mumbles. You can go on there and support us, help make the show continue to be free. And like I said in the last... there's three tiers, okay? If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. I'm not going to bore you with a sponsor placement anymore. Let's get into the episode. So how's everyone doing this week anyway? How are you guys doing?
I am okay.
Brody, how are you doing?
I'm okay too.
I've got a bit of congestion in my nose. I'm not sure if you guys can hear that.
That sucks. I was sick. So Brody's going
Gage
back
is
to
probably
college,
gonna
though.
Have to Gage is probably gonna have to edit out some sniffles and maybe me blowing my nose.
Oof. Brody's going back to college though. So
yay!
Brody, see ya.
Get out of here.
Goodbye.
Get
Brody's
out of
not
here,
at the office this week. Brody is not at the office this week. I'm here by myself.
Hearing ghosts and stuff. Oh, I think I heard someone walking around outside my door.
It
Gage
was
says
someone.
Earlier.
It was the landlord, and I had a nice conversation with him.
See, what
he
did I say?
He
I
purposely said, did that, though, because he was trying to scare me. He actually was.
That's,
Larry
that's
was
funny.
There. Larry was there. He's like,
I told you it's probably Larry.
But I know, but I didn't. I got here and the lights were on. And I didn't see him, so I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. But yeah, so we got a lot of snow. We just got a lot of snow yesterday, last night.
Yeah. I mean, as you get in Maine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got in this morning, the office, and the driveway was filled with snow. The guy came and plowed. I was leaving as he was plowing because I had to go up and do something, and that was pretty epic. But yeah, so did you guys do anything fun this week?
I was expecting Brody to pipe in there. I built your computer. That will be featured in a small little.
That's later.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh my gosh!
But that is what happened this. That is what happened this week.
Yes.
I built Gage's computer. We'll talk about it later.
And Brody, what'd you do this week?
Nothing.
You watched us build it. watched him build it.
Yeah.
But
I sat around watching the computer being built all week, every day.
Yes.
That's all he did.
Moving into our first topic. So last week I was talking about a car auction called Barrett Jackson, and I watched it this weekend. Actually, Sunday we're recording this, and this is the last night it's on TV. I was watching it last night, Saturday, their biggest auction, and the first 2020 Chevy C8, it's a mid-engine Corvette, sold on Barrett Jackson for $3 million. Now, the CEO of General Motors was there. She was, it's VIN number one. She was giving the car away, and all the money was going to charity. So a very nice guy bought it. His name is Rick Hendrick, the owner of the NASCAR team, where Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., all those guys, drive, or they used to. He bought it for $3 million. Most of Corvettes ever sold for. They broke records, and I was watching it, and they had the bid number on the TV. It was epic because they had like two very rich people going at it. I think one of them was a billionaire. Maybe both of them were. I don't know if Rick Hendrick is or not, but they were both going at it. They're both going at it, and it sold at $3 million. So
I'm curious of in this is how much the car is actually worth, like what it's actually going to sell for.
$60,000.
$60,000. That's what the car's worth?
Yep. Yep.
I thought Corvettes were more expensive than that.
No. Well, not this one. Not this particular one.
And they spent $3 million on it?
Yeah. Well, it was for charity. And they were they were bidding. So well, it's VIN number one though. For to have a VIN number one, that's like the that, that's the best thing.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a VIN number four would be better.
Oh yeah.
I bet a maybe lot of a VIN
number
sell,
thousand. VIN number 1038.
If what's you wrong got with that if one? You got VIN number if you got VIN number 420 in today's age, everyone would be all over that, you know? They'd be my gosh.
Yeah, yeah that one's
be
probably worth more.
$1 billion.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah, very cool stuff. You know, they made history. They do every year. Every year they make history.
Yeah, but is that worthwhile history? I feel like that doesn't really matter.
Every day, every day, aren't we making history? Isn't this podcast history, technically?
Yeah.
Like, after it goes, the day after this gets posted, it's history, you know? We've made history, boys. It's not very interesting or good history.
Not notable history.
But it is history.
So, moving on. Some very interesting news. So Disney acquired Fox last year for like $72 billion or something. They own the properties 20th Century Fox, Fox Searchlights, and any properties that that come with that. Well, Disney decided that they are rebranding Fox, 20th Century Fox, and Fox Searchlights, and they're dropping the Fox name. So now it's going to be called 20th Century Studios. And Fox Searchlight is now called Searchlight Pictures. This isn't going to affect any movies that are already made. I don't think they're going to change the intros or anything. If they did, I'd be surprised. But the reason they're doing this is because Disney does not want their new properties affiliated with toxicity. That's a quote from Bob Iger, the CEO, because Fox apparently is a very toxic organization in reference to Fox Media News. That's why they decided to change it.
It doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
It's stupid.
It's very
stupid. Mean, I get there's a lot of people that have a lot of things against Fox News, mostly just because they're not affiliated with the Republican Party, and that's just the one that's, you know, more for Republicans, and the rest of the news is more for liberals, and that's just the way it goes. But so I get why they would change the name. It makes sense, you know.
Well, the sucky thing is though, is that 20th Century Fox has been an organization since the 30s, and if you didn't know, Fox News wasn't actually created until 1996. So they're literally screwing up history. You know what I mean? Like this, it's been a studio since the 30s. I think like 1938. So almost 100 years of history here, and they're just completely rebranding it because it has a name that might offend some people. And I don't even think that's it. I think it's just they're afraid that they're gonna get it. People are gonna get confused with the organization, and I don't know.
Rebrand the name Germany after Adolf Hitler happened? I mean, do they really need to rebrand? I'm not saying Fox is equivalent to Adolf Hitler. I'm just saying something that's seen as generally bad. I mean, I don't think Fox is bad. I like Fox. That would be the news network I'd choose to watch. But they're seeing it as bad, and they acquired something. It was the name before it, so should they change it? And I'm just saying, they didn't change the name Germany to some other country, so...
No.
Should we change the name Fox? Are little orange fuzzy creatures now a bad thing?
I think it's just stupid, though. Like I said, the history's there. And they're not doing it for any reason other than because, it's affiliated with this news network that's, like, so apparently bad. So.
Oh, you know. It's just. I don't think it's big. I don't think it really matters in the grand scheme of things. But is it a little stupid that they did it? Sure.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think so. I think it is. My voice just cracked there. Did you hear that?
Hey guys.
Listen, you know, 20th Century Fox is responsible for some of the biggest movies that have come out. And Isaac, nice blowing your nose. You're supposed
to just edit it out. This is funny. You're supposed to ignore me blowing my nose and just edit it out.
You guys weren't ignoring me when I was coughing last week. I was like, history is I guess Disney doesn't care, so hey, whatever. It is what it is. Very interesting. But now
I can talk about building your PC. And might I say, it was stupid. You know, you went overkill with the parts. You should have just listened to me from the start.
So I've had a laptop for a
while.
It does look pretty great,
if I must say so myself.
So I've had a laptop for quite a while. And I've been talking about building a PC since like late 2018. I talked to a few of my friends. I think we built a parts list back in 2018. And then like I'm like, I'll do it in early 2019. And I just never did it. And about 2 weeks ago, I'm like, you know, I gotta do this. So I ordered the parts and I picked Isaac up. Everything came in on Friday. I picked Isaac up from school. He came over and we built the damn PC. Brody came over for a little while. Then he had to go to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, emergency book run.
He came absolutely back later. But we were there. We were there from 2:40, probably from 2:40 to we left at 11:20.
Well, sure, but we weren't building that entire time because like it had it built in what? How many hours do you
pizza
think?
Pizza break.
Was? Yeah, we had a pizza break.
Well, no, because when we were having the pizza break, I was installing the operating system.
Right. So I don't know. It's probably like 3 hours in total for building.
It was longer than that.
No, because
I think we
would have got started on it at like 3, and
no, we got right there. We were opening stuff up though,
right?
But okay, I know.
So in an actual build, it took a while.
The only reason it took so long is because we finally got the PC built. It was like, geez, it must have been around 6, and we got the PC built, and we set it up. Brody was gone at this point. We set it up. And it wasn't displaying, and oh my God, it wasn't displaying.
Yeah, I tried to act cool through that. I don't know how great that was, but I was sweating bullets.
I was too.
I was scared.
We didn't build a $200 PC. I'm not going to say the amount. But
like when you press the power button and it goes all glowy and you're like, hey, it's going great. And then the screen doesn't do anything. It's like,
we're getting error codes. And I'm Googling these error codes and it's saying, yeah, basically the entire motherboard's broke and stuff. And I'm like, shit.
And then we go on some forum and it's like, why don't you try like taking out the graphics card and putting it back in?
So we took out the graphics card. We put it in the slot below and it booted. It worked. And then we did that. We just put it back in the slot. It wasn't. And it seemed to work. It works fine.
In there right now.
But so we finally get it. We install the operating system. And Brody gets back because my mom got a pizza, dropped it off. We were hanging out at the office. And what happened? Well, we learned that the cooler wasn't working, the CPU cooler. And we're like, shit. Isaac pointed that out. The fans weren't.
Yeah.
Spinning. So we had to open it up and he tried a few things. It still wasn't spinning. So we take it off and luckily the AMD CPU I got came with a default cooler.
Well, yeah.
It's not very good.
All the Ryzen ones come with a cooler. But for the did you say what CPU was?
The
3900X is, it's a bit toasty. So the little, I mean, while the Wraith Prism is a great stock cooler for a 12 core CPU. Not really. Yeah.
So I pull it out and I get this. I got thermal paste all over my hand. Well, we had to. He's like, do we have cotton balls? And
no, we didn't. We didn't. Okay, we pulled. So, you touched the thermal paste on the back of the cooler. It has, you know, the pre-applied thermal paste. If anyone's built a computer, most coolers come with either pre-applied or some that you squirt on. The AMD ones, the stock ones, have a big square of pre-applied stuff. And he takes his finger and he pokes it.
No,
like,
I
who
didn't
does
mean to.
That?
I didn't mean to.
All
I know
is you walked
there.
In with thermal paste on your finger and a big finger mark on the thermal paste. And I was like, Gage, why would you do that?
I didn't mean to. So he's like, okay, we get it. Do you have alcohol or like cotton balls in this place? And I'm like, no, I don't. You told me to bring Phillips screwdrivers and that was it, right? At zip ties. So we go and it's 8:45, 8:50 p.m. There's a store like a minute away. So we haul ass to that store. We go in and we're like looking for these cotton balls. Mind you, no one else is in the store. There's a cashier who's eager to leave because it's a Friday night. And Isaac's sitting there comparing the alcohol and the cotton ball prices because he thought $5 for a box of cotton balls was too
That's
much.
That's too much. It's a
it
box
is, but
of cotton
it's not,
balls.
It's 8:45. It's 8:50 p.m. These guys want to leave. So here it is, like 2 minutes till the closing, and we go up to the register, and we put the stuff down, and I say, hey, I need ice because my brother called and said we need ice at the house, and she goes, I guess so.
I think the lady at the register left when we left.
She did.
Yeah, so she walked up behind us.
She walks up behind us. She locks the door. We go in the ice machine. We get it. And then here I am thinking, okay, she's probably going to lock the ice machine and go back in. No, she follows us and just walks to her car and leaves. So we head back to the office, and we got the computer. Like, it's almost like we're playing Operation. And here I am afraid of like hitting the computer with my finger with like the because I had my feet off on the carpet, and Isaac scared me earlier and said if you do that you could like fry the whole system.
Well, you could.
You could. I was scared
to death.
It's
not typically going to happen.
I was scared to death anyway, and luckily we figured it out, and we must have left at like 11. It was close to midnight because I had to bring Isaac home. And the PC ended up working in the end, luckily, but it's got the stock cooler on right now. So Amazon's sending me the replacement. No biggie. But
shout out to Arctic. Why aren't your fans working? They're fans. Yeah. Fans should be easy to make.
Isaac built a wicked machine. And I got to say thank you, Isaac. Thank you very much for your help. But the funny thing is we get to Isaac's house, we drop him off, and Brody and I go in and he has an acceptance letter to freaking UMO or something. And he's like, whatever. But, yeah, he's just writing simple things off. He's like, who cares? College can wait.
Well, I was trying to show you, Brody wanted to see my monitor and I was trying to show him my monitor. And then, you know, I opened the letter. I've got tons of stuff from UMO, so I didn't know necessarily it was the acceptance letter. You know, they always send me tons of junk mail.
But Brody's
they
like,
all come in the same envelope.
He's like, whatever. You know. But it was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool. PC's running good though. Running very good. I installed everything in the following day. I like completely took everything off my desk and I don't think Isaac's seen where my PC is, but it's not on the floor. It's on my desk.
Good.
But it's like behind my monitors. So
you can't even see the lights?
I can't see the lights. I have to go behind my desk to see the lights.
You spent extra money on RGB parts and you're telling me you can't even see the
lights?
That's
what my dad said that. He didn't say that, but he came in my office and he's like, so you can't see the lights? I said, no.
He doesn't even get it.
He's like, well, what's the point of them if you can't see them? I said, I don't know. They just look pretty or something. I don't know. But
Did you show it to him? What do you think of my
build? I didn't open it up. So he hasn't seen like the cable management. But to be honest,
yeah, I'm not very good at cable management. You don't go into that side.
But I didn't ask. Like, I don't care what it looks like. The cable management, it doesn't bother me. Like, I've never been good at cable management. If you look at my desk right now, I've got cords just like friggin' everywhere. Like, no one knows where they're going to. They're just there. You know, like, that's just how I am. I don't know. But sure. Yeah, PC is pretty cool. I haven't rendered something yet, so I don't know how fast it is going to be.
Well, but, how many cores did you jump up from? Wasn't it a quad core?
I went from 4 cores.
To 12 cores. You went with a overheating 4-core laptop CPU to a 12-core desktop CPU.
Yeah.
It should be a lot faster.
I'm sure it will be, and I'm excited to, but gaming is smooth on this machine. I'm excited to start streaming now. I don't know what my schedule is going to be, so I'll, you know, at Gage of Tweets on Twitter, stay tuned for that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to streaming. That's something I want to do. It's not that loud. The PC doesn't get that hot. Like, my room does not heat up as much as when the laptop was on. So I figured out the Ethernet, Isaac. So,
oh yeah,
I went into the switch room and I did some like bigamaboos, you know what I mean? Like, I followed some wires and I get a full half gig on my desktop. So,
oh, you got a Ethernet cable into your room?
I got an Ethernet cable into my room. Yep.
Nice.
I thought it was a lot harder than it actually was. I just had to count on the switch. And there's a port in my office. It worked the first time, which I thought was pretty cool.
Nice.
I thought it was going to be a lot more work, to be honest with you.
What speed was it coming in on the Wi-Fi?
I only got 100 megs down.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's like, I only got 100 megabytes per second down, and some people that are living in this area are like getting 5 megabytes per second down fast as possible.
Brody, we haven't heard you much. What's your internet speed?
Terrible. Always been.
I know, but are you envious?
I got you. Of course. Can't do anything about it though.
You can come to the office anytime you want. I said, you could have a room. Well, you can't have a full room, but you could like set up in a room.
Yeah. Doing it out in the parking lot you can't really get the, like, I thought if you'd sit in the parking lot, you'd be able to get coverage. Nah.
Did you try?
Yeah, of course I did.
When?
I don't know, a while ago.
So you just came one day and sat in the parking lot?
Yeah. Why not? Long story short, though, you don't get any internet coverage out there.
I know. It's weird. It sucks.
I've seen some routers where you can leave the house and go 30 feet out somewhere into the woods and still get coverage from the house.
It's like that because the room is like at the back of the building. So it's very, it's not. And there's a lot of interference.
Oh, it's in the other half?
No, it's in the room you are. You record in.
Yeah.
Well, not that you're in right now, but the room you're usually in.
Get a better router. Get one of those super routers.
Yeah, I would, but Spectrum doesn't allow third-party routers, so.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Well, wait, Spectrum doesn't?
You could hook a second, third-party router up to your modem from Spectrum.
I could do that, yes.
Yeah.
They said that I could do that, but I can't replace the router.
You probably can't replace the modem.
No, correct.
But you can replace the router.
Well, it's a combination. It's
right. So you would just use the modem / router combination thing they gave you, and just use it as a modem, and then put in a new router.
Yeah,
well, which would make the difference that you'd be looking for.
But I mean, we don't really need a $300 gaming extreme modem in this building, you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
I mean, especially if you have it, if you have it hooked up to Ethernet, yeah.
Like, I'm good. I don't really care if someone in the parking lot gets it, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, anytime, Isaac, Brody, we're setting up the conference room soon. You could like show up when you're home, sit in there, do some work.
What are your parents' plans with that place again?
They're putting their real estate office in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So literally, it's just it's me and them.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
But it's going to be pretty cool, I think, when it's finished.
You could... We could set up a LAN party area in the conference room, you know?
We should do that. Like, one time, the three or... Maybe we could get Dylan to do it. Well, no.
We could totally get a group of people to come do it.
What?
We could totally get a couple people to come do it.
Some of your friends?
I don't know. Probably not. Probably not my friends. I don't know if I even have any school friends that are PC gamers.
We should do that, though. Like, what games would we play, though?
I don't know. Something.
The games we would play anyways.
Yeah.
No, like, what would we play? Like, I feel like how, like, when people do LAN parties, they're doing, like, League of Legends or World of Warcraft parties.
Well, not those.
So, what?
I said not those.
I know.
Yeah, not interested.
Are we all going to just play CSGO?
I guess we could. CSGO LAN party.
Yeah, we could get Chicken. Does Chicken live around here?
No, he doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know your friends, Isaac.
Shout out to Chicken, I guess.
Yeah.
he watches this.
He listens to it.
Well, yeah, I guess you can't watch
you
it.
You can't watch audio with your eyes.
Yeah, you can look at like the waves, the audio waves.
You can, yeah. But moving on from the PC topic, so Birdie texted me this today, and he says, hey, let's film a kombucha video. So I head up to his house, I get the camera, I get the tripod, and we filmed a kombucha video. Don't know when it's going to come out. We might have to reshoot some things, but what's going on with your kombucha, Brody? Like...
What do you mean? It's a regular day in kombucha town.
I know. I actually saw the SCOBY.
Is it as disgusting as it seems?
It looks like a pancake.
Gage got to see the new SCOBY growth.
Yeah, yeah. I took some photos for you, Isaac. I'll have to send them before I leave the office.
Oh, jeez.
But
Are we all going to try this? Should we try it on the podcast?
We should make a video once it's finished, and we'll try it. I think that'd be epic.
Are you into that, Birdie? You wanna all?
We could have tried it a long time ago because I had already finished a batch.
Oh yeah. Is it done
that,
carbonating
that, like,
or
that
is
first
it...
batch was like what?
Oh, the first batch didn't turn out so well.
No, it was way too bitter. Like I had like oversteeped it with tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this second time I went way less with the tea leaves. I didn't oversteep it. So it shouldn't be bitter.
I sent the photos on the group chat if you want to look at them.
Okay. Live reaction.
Yeah. Like the video, we got some pretty good shots. I don't know when the video is going to go out. Like I said, there's a lot of, we might have to reshoot some things, but, I thought it was very interesting. He made a blueberry. He had a blueberry one that he bottled and a maple syrup one. And he told me that the first batch didn't taste that good, which I didn't know. Remember that?
Because of the bitterness.
Yeah.
Oh, it's as disgusting looking as all the SCOBYs.
If this video gets like 1,000 likes, we will eat the SCOBY all together.
Whoa,
Gage,
now.
It didn't
Don't
look that
sign
disgusting,
me up for something
did it?
Like that.
No, If the channel, if this video gets 1,000 likes, this clip or the podcast,
eat look, the scone. If after,
Gage will eat the whole thing.
If after this episode we make $300 on Patreon, I'll take a bite of the SCOBY, but I'm not doing it for anything less. I'm not doing it for some like count, okay? Those things are disgusting.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. But
I'm not going to eat it ever.
I'm excited to see how it turns out in the end. But
yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned for that video. It should come out at some point. I don't know when it's going to come out, but it's going to come out eventually. Probably in a couple. It might come out. I don't know. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay on the Twitter and the Instagram. It's a Midday Mumbles exclusive video. But
which doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I know.
Gage kept going on about exclusive.
I know. But moving on. So China is making military exoskeletons. So I was a
wee-hoo.
Some article.
I said we who.
I think so. We don't really need to talk about the story as much as imagine. So apparently, Russia and China are in this like exoskeleton race. It's like
so is the, America. Did you see that really Ford was introducing those to the the factory floors?
I did, but like we're not really pushing for it as hard as these other countries. I think it's very interesting because the idea is kind of like from the Iron Man series.
Really?
Well, that's what the article said, and
that
I think China was
inspired by Iron Man.
Yeah, I think it could be an interesting thing.
You know how I see this turning out? You know how in the, I don't know, if I think it was the original Iron Man, but it might have been one of the later Iron Mans. But when the other people were trying to make their own suits, like trying to compete with Tony Stark and make their own exoskeleton suits, and they're like tearing themselves apart and like killing the people inside them because it's all spiraling out of control. That's how I see this going.
Yeah.
That was the one with the electric guy, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah.
But it had all the clips.
That's kind of funny. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this could go. Like, do we really want exoskeletons in our military? You know? Like,
why not?
I don't think it's going to help people very much.
At least it'd be piloted by a dude and not like
I think it's just AI. Yeah.
An exoskeleton isn't going to take over the world without a passenger, so...
Well, okay, think about it like this. Imagine if, you know, someone hacked, or like a country hacked our suits and like went and blew up an entire town.
What?
I'm just saying.
What does that even mean?
Why don't they just hack our nuclear launch codes then?
Did you watch, if you watch the original Iron Man.
Gage, Tony Stark, I don't think these exoskeleton suits are going to be connected to the internet, so...
Why wouldn't they be?
Why would the exoskeleton suit explode?
I think they're just an extra muscle kind of deal.
I'm saying, like, maybe they have, like, rockets or something in them, and then they'd go and blow up. Like, did you guys see Iron Man? Did you guys see the Avengers movie?
Well, obviously they're not going to build them like Iron Man. That doesn't even make any sense.
Maybe, I don't know.
If they built an Iron Man suit, they would die when they tried to take off because the G-force is when they turned.
I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't even work.
Maybe.
But they think they're going to blast off?
I don't know, man. But, it's
like, you've seen the technology where people fly with, like, the jets strapped to their hands, but it's like, it weighs a lot. And it's really bulky.
I mean, those look really cool. They're difficult to use, though. I can't remember who makes those, but I watched like a bunch of YouTube videos on them.
Right, but those are big and they're heavy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they couldn't make that into a suit. It's not practical.
Right. Not at all. Not even close.
But
so I don't think EXO beyond. Implementing to factory floors so that people can hold tools for really long times, I don't think it's going to go beyond that.
Well, and also, we don't have arc reactors, so how on earth are we supposed to power these things?
You know,
we,
right.
we don't have
people are
going to
be people are
going to
be hooked up
technology.
To cords.
We'll look like
you can
puppets.
Have people on battlefields hooked up with cords to big batteries.
I'm going to die. Where's the nearest wall outlet?
But,
oh no, the power's out.
You're on the battlefield and it's like, I can't move, I'm out of battery.
But so moving into our final thing, this is kind of just like a question, you know, what games are we excited for in 2020? You know, so Isaac, I think we'll start with you first. Are you looking forward to any games?
I don't pay attention to game news. I don't really know.
I don't know what's coming out.
This is a bad segment.
Well, hey, I mean, we needed our sixth topic. So, I don't know. I mean, lots of games come and go, but I just go back to the old games. So
yeah, I just play old games too. I'm trying to think of any ones that are coming out that I even know about.
Well, they don't have to be announced yet. They could just be like speculated games.
Well, I'm hoping that Bungie comes out with a new game that's like actually good, unlike Destiny 2. Sorry for anyone who likes Destiny 2 out there, but that game sucks. It's a disappointment and it sucks. Destiny 1 was better. Go away.
so you want a new IP?
What?
No Halo, no Destiny, but something new.
Yeah.
It could be something new. It could be Destiny 3 that's actually good. I don't care. I'm just saying.
I think
Destiny
they've done enough
terrible.
With it.
I think they should
isn't
be.
Isn't Destiny 2 just
Destiny
1?
I don't know. Probably not Destiny. I'm just hoping Bungie does something cool.
I hope everybody does something cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the... That's really, that's the big thing. Oh, you
that
know
should
what?
Be the push. 2020, something cool.
You know what I'm excited for?
What?
Something cool?
I want Rockstar Games to make a game. Like, I'm not
they
talking about Red Dead.
They already did.
No, I'm not talking Red Dead Redemption.
They've made several games.
I know they have, but I want them to make
something
new,
cool.
Either a new IP. Or I want them to make Grand Theft Auto 6. Okay? Like, I really want that.
Gage, do you know what new IP means?
Yeah, a new game.
No, but what does IP stand for?
Into like something property. I don't know.
No, you had it. Go ahead. Do it.
Intellectual property?
Yeah, boom! Bing, 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 bing. Nice job.
Okay. So
you passed the quiz.
I mean, I heard they were working on a Bully 2, and then the rumors kind of died with that. But like they were working on this like really cool mafia shooter type game years ago, like back in 2014, and it got
yeah it
canned.
Was LA Noir.
No, that came out.
I know, but isn't that what you're talking
Agent,
about?
Agent was the name of the game. And highly anticipated, and then it just never came out.
Huh.
I'd like to see like a
well,
cool...
didn't that project turn into LA Noir?
No. LA Noir came out way before that.
Before that?
Yeah, because they didn't they haven't released a game since it went Grand Theft Auto 5 and then Red Dead 2 last year, so they didn't release any games in between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'd like to see something. If they could take the aspect of Grand Theft Auto, like the control, like the feel. I like that game so much because it feels natural. It feels good. If they could take that, the feel of like driving a car and like the shooting, and migrate that into like an agent game, I think that'd be awesome. Like, a lot of the reason that I can't get into video games, like some video games, is because they just don't feel right. When I like drive a car or like shoot a gun, it just doesn't feel right to me, natural. But for some reason, GTA just feels really cinematic. It feels really
It's good. Sure cinematic. I don't like the gunplay of GTA 5 at all.
I love the like that. That's why I love it so much. But I don't know. Like I remember, so Watch Dogs came out not like a few years after GTA 5, and I bought it and I tried it, and I hated it. Like I hated the controls of driving, and I think that's why I dislike any driving games that isn't GTA. Because it's like they perfected it.
Do you hate Forza games?
I can't get into
all the racing games.
Yeah, I know. Play some driving simulator games.
even like NASCAR, I can't get into the NASCAR games. Like I just can't.
No, like real driving simulator games.
Like Euro Truck 2017 or whatever those games are.
I used to play one on my laptop. I did like
what? Why?
I thought it was fun.
Because it feels real. The driving's real.
I'm driving a truck. or what's that one? The bus game. Desert bus. Got to download desert bus. Yeah, desert bus.
So just be cruising. What are you looking forward to?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's coming out.
Well, something like a speculated game. Like a game that you think will come out eventually.
I don't know.
Something
fun. Oh, wow.
Brody is probably the least gamer one here, so we can give him a pass on this.
I want a new Dark Souls.
He wasn't always the most least gamery. Like him and like back before Isaac was a part of the group, like him and one of our other friends would like always play PUBG and stuff. And
so Brody got like, boring when I appeared.
Yeah, like it's almost like he started getting so bored of video games. It's funny.
You better like play PUBG with me later, Brody. You have to.
He started learning more.
You know, trying to be smart and successful. Ugh, hate it. Yeah. Who wants that?
Yeah, I hate Brody. Myself too. I'm so boring.
Why'd you change? You're so damn boring. All the talks about the kombucha and shit. No one cares.
I care about the kombucha. That's a lie. That's a lie.
I do care about the kombucha. I had a lot of fun today shooting the video until I was bored. But I think that's gonna be
yeah.
Does anyone?
I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
That wraps up the podcast. We apologize for it being such a short podcast. We actually weren't gonna make a podcast this week, right? Brody's going back to college. Isaac spent Friday building my computer, and on Saturday, no one felt like doing anything. So Sunday, turns out Brody stayed home so we could record the podcast.
Yeah, I was in the middle of playing video games, and I start getting tons of calls and stuff, and I have to go podcast or whatever. You guys interrupted my gaming.
We love you guys, and we couldn't go a week without a podcast.
You should be ashamed of yourself. All you listeners making me not play video games.
Making Isaac actually do something productive.
The worst.
Isaac said to me, he says, I was really looking forward to not having to do this. The stress of this. I said, you have to record for an hour out of your day.
Did I say stress of this? It's not stressful. I just don't like doing things because I'm lazy.
yeah. But, we apologize for being short, but yeah, so enough rambling. If you did enjoy this episode, visit our Patreon, patreon.com/middaymumbles.
Give me money. Money motivates me.
Support the shows. Yeah, come on, support the show. It was also a very slow, it was also a slow news week too. We didn't want to talk about the impeachment stuff, you know, because that's what everyone's talking
about.
It's
been drawn out for too long. No, I don't think anyone cares anymore.
No one cares. No one cares. You know, no one does, except the Democrats. But
yeah, exactly. No one.
Yeah. So
bunch of nobodies. No, yeah, I don't mean to offend the people listening to this that are. oops.
But yeah, our Patreon, patreon.com/mindymumbles if you want to support the show. That's one more time. patreon.com/mindymumbles. Just no one's really done it, but just you be the first person to help us out.
I will give you a shout out. If it has a name thing, if it shows your name, I will say your name on the podcast, okay? You'll become legend.
Yeah. On the Discord server.
Join the Discord. We can't promise legend to other people, but definitely to us.
Have you guys noticed the Discord server's dead? We need more people in there. Come on. Go.
Yeah.
Join the Discord server.
We need people that want to be on the show.
Yeah. If anyone wants to be on the show, send us an email, DM me.
We
want
to take calls. We want to talk to interesting people. What do you have to say? We will listen.
Yes, we want to talk to you. Isaac doesn't know this, but yeah, we want to do this. So
yeah, this is all news to me, but sounds cool, I guess.
But yeah, so I think that's it for today, for this week. So stay safe this week, and yeah, so Gage, Brody, and Isaac signing off. Bye. Isaac, say bye. Brody, say bye.
Goodbye.